countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, speaking of brands and associated with Ireland, in 2010, there were just four whiskey distillers in operation in this country. Today, there are more than 30. These new distilleries are scattered across the country and they are reviving local whiskey traditions in many counties. Like, take for Donegal. Donegal, for example, it's been 140 years since whiskey was legally made there, but things are changing rapidly. There are now two major ventures in train, one in Ardrah and the other in Crawley. For barley farmers, the key question is, how, if anything, will this expansion help them? Ella McSweeney travelled to a farm north of Letterkenny.
I keep a couple of cattle. I use the grain to feed them, and I just raise ones are currently in because some of the calves are being weaned off. They're autumn calving.
Derek Mooney is a tillage farmer who farms 170 acres in Burt in East Donegal.
Well, this is spring barley that we just harvested on Monday and Tuesday, and it has been harvested in reasonably good conditions, and it's low moisture. It's about 17% moisture, which means that it will keep without having to be treated with propionic acid.
What's that?
It's a preservative to preserve the grain, to stop the small microorganisms attacking the grain and feeding on it. Well, this will end up for animal feed. We'll be feeding our own cattle, and some farmers would come in and buy small quantities of dried grain.
Derek has always grown barley for animal feed, but more recently he's decided to try his hand at a different market.
An opportunity to grow malting barley. And so we went for that opportunity, and we've been growing it successfully now for 3 years.
So instead of all your barley going to animal feed, this opportunity came to sell it into the sector that makes beer and whiskey.
Yes, that's right. This farmland in the Burt region is a fairly fertile area, known for the growing of crops and barley. And this land that we're currently walking on was once a distillery, and
there was a distillery here.
Yes, in the 1813 or 14, it produced whiskey up until the 1840s, and there's a tower, stone built tower, still on the farm.
So we've walked through, I'd say, a couple of acres of your fields, and we've come up here to the edge, the malting barley field. When you think about the future for you in putting your toe in the door of malting barley and moving away from animal feed, do you have more of a say then? Do you think you could become a price maker?
Drinks industry, it's a big industry, and they can maybe possibly afford to give us a better premium on it.
And I suppose the key thing there for you as a farmer is to make sure that these distilleries are also then buying your grain,
yes,
you know, and having that strong identity of Donegal in the drink.
Yes, hopefully purchasing Donegal grain for Donegal produced whiskies and distilleries.
Some of Derek's barley is going to be used to make the first whiskey to be distilled in Donegal in 180 years. An hour west of his farm, past Glenveagh National Park and beyond Gweedore, is the site of the former Crawley Doll factory. It's where Letterkenny businessman Joe Deveny and two colleagues have set up the Crawley Distillery Company.
We're standing at the Crawley factory here in West Donegal, halfway between Gweedore and Dunloe, slap bang on the Wild Atlantic Way.
And it's pretty wild today. The wind is up, but it's a beautiful day. There's blue skies and there's the Crawley River as well.
Yes.
Thundering down there. Tell me a bit about this factory, the Crawley Doll factory. What were Crawley dolls?
They were porcelain dolls, and they were a very expensive doll, and they were a real treasure to get.
Put this place on the map internationally, didn't it?
It certainly did in the 1940s. To 1978.
And just to bring it up to date, you now, with two other people, you will soon be bringing whiskey making back to Donegal.
Well, we're leasing the premises from Udrys na Gaeltachta, and we have installed our whisky distillery equipment. So we're hoping to enter into production now in the next week or so.
When was the last time that whisky was produced here?
It's 180 years since whisky was last legally produced in Donegal, and that was out on the William Leatham farm in Bohillion in Burt. What we're looking to do is establish relationships so that we can authentically state that we have from grain to glass traceability over our product. So Donegal barley and the Donegal water, and the only third ingredient to whisky is yeast. This is essentially where the process starts. This is the mill house. So we have our barley and we drop it into the hopper and it gets crushed and along the auger, the white pipe.
Into the next room where the big steel tanks are?
Yes, and it starts the brew house here.
How long does it take to produce whisky?
The whole process takes about a week to make a batch.
But in terms of actually then to bottle?
Minimum is 3 years in a day.
And I suppose for tillage farmers in particular in Donegal, things like this offer a chance in terms of getting an elevated price for their barley. Well, and I wonder what, if anything, you'll do to connect with those farmers.
Well, in terms of barley growth, Irish whiskey was almost gone as a product in the 1980s. We were down at 3 million cases of whiskey sales per annum. And just before COVID hit, we'd reached 12 million cases per annum. But the Irish Whiskey Association would have a projection for Irish whiskey sales to grow to 20 million cases per annum by 2030. So that augurs well for the barley growers, because obviously the demand for barley will be growing equally as the whiskey sales improve.
Do you have to use Irish grown barley in whiskey, or can you import cheaper barley from outside?
Yes, you can, as I understand, import cheaper barley. The authenticity of the label Irish whiskey means that the product must be matured on the island of Ireland for 3 years. We have the alembic copper pot stills.
Very curvaceous.
Uh-huh.
And where did you get these from?
These were sourced in the Cognac region in France, and it's all polished up and all ready to go.
And that was Ella McSweeney reporting there from the hills of Donegal. Now, before we go, our friends in Achill Lamb were just on to say, just to clarify, we don't have the PGI status. Connemara Lamb has PGI, but we as a family market our brand Achill Lamb as a premium lamb product without the PGI. So well done to the guys there in Achill. OK, that's all we have time for this week. Stay tuned for playback after the Radio 1 news here at 9 o'clock. Thanks to Ruth, Denise and Eileen. Until I talk to you at the same time next week. Bye bye. Thanks for listening.